This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm so happy you're here. Seriously. And what a great hour of radio I'm about to present to you. By the way, KJRadio.com is where you can get the show anytime you want, day or night, rain or shine. As long as you got internet, you can do it. We have an app being developed, and I don't know when it's going to be out. I think it is out, but I couldn't get it to work, so I'm talking to the developer, but you may be able to just pull the show up or all things Kevin Jackson soon. I hope you can. We'll let you know about that. The movie, BleedingBlueMovie.com, still in development. We hope to finish it by the end of July. Just want to make you aware that that's out there. Tell people about it. Go check it out. And finally, if you want to reach the show, me, anybody, anytime, 844-551-8255. That's 24/7. You can call that number. Leave a message. Tell us what you think about the show. Tell us what you think about me. Tell us what's on your mind, because we want to know. Let me tell you, lots to talk about this hour. I want to talk about civility in a little bit. And John Kirby, Rear Admiral John Kirby, said the silliest thing. We'll get to that if you want to check that out. But I want to begin with the silliness around the shooting. And I know the shooting is now old news. We've had many things that have occurred since then, right? We've had Donald Trump get trounced on. Oh, wait, that occurs all the time. Sorry, my bad. But we've had many things that have occurred since then. The people interrupted Shakespeare in the Park. Hear about that? The Philando Castile shooters. He's been exonerated. We've got Trump's Cuba policy. Rachel Maddow said something pretty interesting. So we've had a lot of things happen since the shooting, but there's still some things that came from the shooting that need to be discussed. And one of them came from perennial favorite idiot leftist Nancy Pelosi. Did I say Nancy Pelosi? Nancy Pelosi. At a news conference she had last week, she was asked about the negative discourse playing a role in the shooting of Republicans practicing for this congressional charity baseball game. And let me just say right up front, the reason why those Republicans got shot at that baseball game is because of leftists. You could say, Kevin, it was the rhetoric of the media. I just said, because of leftists. Kevin, it's because of all the stuff that the left is saying that the Republicans are doing. Yeah, okay, they were saying what? That we are violent people, you conservatives, who've attacked nobody. You've never been to a Bernie rally, a Hillary rally, a town hall or anything, and attacked anybody. You never have. But the left does it routinely. They occupy our jails for a reason. And if you want to go into all of the various groups, name me your group. I'll name you your terrorist when it comes to the left. I don't care whether it's the vagina heads. Somebody is going to destroy something or wreak havoc. Black Lives Matter is probably one of the worst. Occupy Wall Street's a close second to them. Muslim terrorists, they belong to the left. Who's been trying to keep those fools out of the country? Us. Mexican banditos and drug dealers, who do they belong to? The left? What are we about? We're about limiting illegal immigration. We don't want sex traffickers. We don't want pedophiles. We don't want drug dealers. We don't want gangbangers. We don't want rapists. We want good, solid citizens in America. We don't want you making excuses about your daddy and him not being there. We don't want you making excuses about your crackhead mama. We don't want you making excuses about police. All that stuff is squarely on the shoulders of the left. Do they take credit for it? No. They try to push it off. You would think that the cops in a big city are run by Donald Trump. He runs them all. And before him, it was Reagan. And before him, it was Bush or whomever. I don't know who you want to blame. But it was never, ever the Democrat, likely black mayor of the city who puts his police out on black folks. You'll never hear that. to hear Rahm Emanuel or the Mayor Bing or Dave Bing or whomever, wherever big city you want to hear any of them, the cop problem is a Republican problem. They act like the cop, the commissioner doesn't even know who they are.
Well, somebody tell me who the commissioner of the police in New York City.
And on and on. People are crazy. So Nancy Pelosi, when asked about the what happened in, you know, the Republicans being targeted, said Republicans began the current level of coarse political rhetoric when they started attacking Bill Clinton in the 90s. What she's trying to tell you, convince you, is that the reason that a Bernie Sanders, dyed-in-the-wool leftist Democrat, decided to shoot up a bunch of Republicans asking those Republicans, are you Republicans? Yeah. Was because of the trauma that we put the Clintons through. Then she pointed to then-candidate Donald Trump joking at a campaign rally, I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose voters. Really? Well, that's just, you know, that's what did it. Donald Trump saying, my undying devotees, because they believe in what I have to say, would allow me indulgences that the left takes up routinely. I mean, I'll be honest, when Donald Trump said that, I was like, come on, Donald, you don't need to say something silly. But no matter how silly it is, Donald Trump didn't say, my people can go shoot up. He said, if I did it. And he was using it as an example. They do it. The left will kill you. And let me tell you something. The closer they are to you, the more likely they will kill you. Look at the Menendez boys.
My daddy molested me.
Because they wanted millions of dollars. They want money, power, or money and power. That's what they want. So Pelosi says, let's all say, let's examine our conscience. Let's see how we can rid ourselves of our negative attitudes that go to a place like this. It didn't used to be this way. Somewhere in the 1990s, Republicans decided on the politics of personal destruction as they went after the Clintons. And this is the provenance of it, and it is what has continued. Again, I feel as if we're having a family moment, that this is very, very serious, that we're talking about things that we can save the discussion for another day. When you have a president that says, I can shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and nobody would care, when you have people saying, beat them up and I'll pay their legal fees, when you have all the assaults that were made on Hillary Clinton for them to be sanctimonious is something, she's trying to blame you. Because she says we're being sanctimonious over talking about the fact that a Democrat went out, targeted Republicans, and shot them over the harsh rhetoric that's being done by the left, particularly the media. But she wants to blame you. Yeah, so Nancy Pelosi sexually assaults you and then points to somebody else and says, well, how they get away with this? You better go see who did that to you. Because that's what Democrats do. Lots to talk about, folks. More on civility when we get back. And I'm not going to be civil about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Your next project is going to be Top 10 Most Hilarious Kathy Griffin Jokes. All right, look, I have an idea. Let's call my brother. He is an expert in comedy. He literally knows every single comic who has ever landed a joke. And if there is a funny Kathy Griffin joke in existence, he will know where to find it. Let's call him.
All right, fine. Let's try it.
Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hey, Bubby, how's it going? Hey, bro, I need a big favor quick. I need you to direct me to the funniest Kathy Griffin comedy routine that you've ever seen.
Sorry, Kathy who?
Kathy Griffin, you know, the super busted redhead who has an unhealthy obsession with Bristol Palin. You know, she brags about being a cokehead.
Never heard of her.
Oh, come on, dude. You know who I'm talking about. She used to do the CNN New Year's special before she got canned for doing a photo shoot of her holding President Trump's bloody decapitated head.
I thought that was Carrot Top.
Cause my back's strong. It's so
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, civility has been lynched by the leftist. That's right, lynched. I said it.
I hearken back to the days of the rope around the black man's neck and the Democrats saying, pull! As the executioner moved the horse or pulled the lever or whatever, but you know what I'm talking about. Leftists love to lynch. That should be their mantra. We love to lynch. Leftists, we love to lynch. A friend of mine wrote this. I'm glad to see congressional nonpartisans speaking about let's rethink how D.C. talks. I agree. Perhaps that will make the public rethink how we talk and media. So Dems, LOL, need to stop accusing us of making people die on new health care. No more presidential beheadings. No more public plays in the name of the art of killing Trump in the name of Shakespeare. Are you going to be on Fox to discuss? I don't think so. I won't be discussing civility of the leftists. And one guy speaking out going, you know, I would really like to see us come together. Let me just explain to you folks. Have you ever heard a leftist call for civility after something they associate with conservatives? Ever. Dylan Roof shot up a black church. They said Dylan Roof was a conservative because he had a Confederate flag. That no more makes him conservative than if he puts jelly on toast. But when they associated him with conservatives because of the Confederate flag, there were no calls for civility. The only calls for civility came from the church members themselves who said, you know what, we're not going to buy into the devastation that typically occurs with this. We forgive him, blah, blah, blah. Outside of that, there were no calls for civility. Hey, y'all, look, even if Dylan is a conservative, how about we all be civil in our, you know, discussion of him? No, they demonize this fool, and rightfully so, for the record, but he wasn't conservative. The guy who shot Giffords was wrongly associated with conservatives, but there were no calls for civility. What they called for was gun control. That's right. Timothy McVeigh is credited with being a conservative because supposedly he was part of a militia group or something. And whether he was or he wasn't, I don't care what his affiliation was, there were no calls of civility after he bombed the building in Oklahoma City. And we didn't even ask for it. We wanted him prosecuted to the letter of the law. But Muslims strike in San Bernardino, kill a dozen people or so. They strike in Orlando, kill dozens of gay people. They plant bombs at the Boston Marathon and elsewhere, commit mayhem and carnage. And the first thing the left wants is civility, followed closely by tolerance. What are you talking about? There is no civility or tolerance on the left. They want you to believe that they really care. You know, let's all kumbaya and come together. No, a leftist targeted Republicans at a baseball game, living life, and they want you to be civil. They a bit more want. They don't want civility any more than the devil wants. The world to be a peaceful and loving place. Look, when you think about conservatives and what happens in the wake of tragedies and all that, we aren't making fun. When this guy shot these people, these Republicans, this knucklehead Hodgkinson shot Republicans at this event, I wasn't like, nanny, 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 look at what he did. I was more like, holy crap, you know, look at what these families now have to deal with. Let's pray first that everybody's safe. If he had shot up Democrats, I would have felt no different. Let's say he got it wrong, and it turned out he was a Bernie guy, and he shot up the Democrats. Outside of the sheer irony of it, the funny aspect of that, that I would have covered at some point, no lie, I would have been like, I hope these people are okay. I hope that somehow their families are okay. That because let's face it, there are lots of other people involved than the lecherous leftists who were killed. The very same people who booed Donald Trump at their baseball game. And who CNN reported, oh, well, geez, they all took a knee. All the Democrats met in the middle and took a knee and prayed. I mean, yeah, sure they did.
There were no Republicans praying, right? Oh, that's right. We're sorry. Yeah, there were Republicans praying in that mosh pit as well. And, you know, the idea of a Democrat praying, what a joke. They can try to fool me with their pious, you know, oh, we feel so bad and God will look down upon these people. Don't try to fool me. They don't care one ounce about God. And let me tell you, if a Democrat tells you that they are a Christian, they are the biggest hypocrite on the planet. Biggest hypocrite. You can't be a Democrat and be a Christian. I'm sorry to tell you that. I know that that makes a lot of people feel bad. And many of you are like, come on, Kevin, anyone can be a Christian. No, you cannot. I'm not saying that you can't be a sinner and be a Christian. I'm not saying that at all, because if that's the case, none of us could be. You know, we're not worthy. But you can't be a Democrats booed God. Democrats want God out of things. And if you support that party, that's what you support. You cannot be of God and say, I want him gone. I feel like I'm preaching right now. You cannot say that you are of the Lord and then you want him gone. Now, see, that sounded more preachy, didn't it? We need to get a TV show and get that 1-800 number. You know, people go, 1-800-DONATE. You know, get care of a plane. Democrats trying to front. And then, and no offense to the person that wrote me this note, let's rethink how D.C. talks. Hey, let's rethink what liberals do. We don't have to rethink what we do or what we say. We aren't out there trying to cut people's heads off and hold them up on stage. We're not out there making plays about killing the president and doing art. There's a sculptor that did a thing on Trump being crucified. Then he dumps the crucified Trump in the urine. Really? We need to rethink civility? How about these pukes rethink civility? They are the most uncivilized people on the planet. Don't talk to me about rethinking civility with a leftist.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, Rear Admiral John Kirby, who became a State Department spokesperson for Barack Obama, was on, reportedly on by the Hill, said that he was mad at Donald Trump for employing, quote, a mostly military approach to combating extremism and radicalism rather than getting at the root causes. Now, I said earlier in the broadcast, we haven't had a terror attack in a year. There hasn't been one on Donald Trump's watch so far, and let's pray that it doesn't happen. And it's because of Donald Trump's approach, saying, if you come here, we are going to find you, we're going to get you, we're going to try to keep most of you away, but once we've done that, once we've closed off the spigot, then we're going to go after you. That's the main reason why you don't have these guys attacking. That and the fact that there are millions of Americans with guns and prepared to go to battle. So that's the reason why terrorists have said, you know what, we better focus on overseas. And as I've proven time and time again, broadcast after broadcast, we are showing that the terrorists are upping the ante. More terror attacks happen daily that you don't even hear about. We showed one, a guy in a truck. I think it looks like he's in France or Belgium, and he's in a white truck. He runs over what looks like a group of black kids because they all had big Jackson 5 afros from the 70s, okay? And he just keeps on driving. And from what I'm told, it turns out it was a radical Muslim. And when I tell you he left the road in order to go on the sidewalk to hit what looks like about six or seven kids walking and keeps on driving. And luckily, just from the video, it doesn't look like they got hurt, but they got rammed because a few of them get right up and one guy got seriously lucky that the truck didn't keep straight and veered off back to the left or he would have been crushed. But that's what we're dealing with. Every single day, radical terrorism, and Kirby says, you cannot, this is his quote, you cannot kill your way out of a terrorism problem. And I said, that's the equivalent of saying you cannot shoot your way out of a gunfight. Yeah, you can. You can kill your way out of a terrorism problem, and the Crusades prove it. See, when the Muslim horde was running around terrorizing everybody, the Christians said, enough is enough. And you know what we did? We went and started kicking Muslim butt. And that's what happened. And they finally went away and said, you know what? These Catholics, They don't play. But he says, here's what he goes on to say. He says, we can hit these guys as often as we want and as aggressively as we want, but we're never going to kill the problem of terrorism. He may be right about that, but we can certainly make it dormant. But he goes on to say this. He said, the president of his team primarily speak of terrorism in very aggressive military terms. But when you listen to President Trump and his surrogates talk about terrorism and the threat and the very real threat it poses, you hear that talk almost in pure militaristic terms, in very aggressive militaristic terms. And I don't see a comprehensive, cohesive, multifaceted strategy in the works right now. He said that the White House is only talking minimally about how to get to the root causes, and here we go, of what causes people to radicalize. And here's his actual quote. There's very little discussion about getting at the root causes of extremism and terrorism, working on issues of, here it comes, poverty and human rights and corruption overseas. And that's a real problem here because this is a generational conflict. So he's blaming poverty and the root causes of extremism and terrorism on poverty, human rights and corruption, none of which we have anything to do with. Now, there are people that go, sure we do, Kevin. We go over there and we colonialize and we tell these people what to do. Yeah. Who did that? Who did it? Was it, was it Bill Clinton? Because he was president for 8 years. Was it Barack Obama? He supposedly should have ended it. He's a Muslim. For goodness sake, he has their name. He's ushering in radical Islam. What more could we have possibly done? We give them money. We've been giving every one of these countries that hate us money decade after decade, and it's done nothing. He says, we've been at this now for 16 years, very aggressively on the ground. We're going to be at it for a much longer time. And Alan West, friend of mine, he responded. And he says, Johnny boy, we have not been at this 16 years aggressively. We took an 8-year hiatus for strategic patience and to lead from behind. Known down south as following during the Obama administration where you were a mouthpiece. Thanks to the non-confrontational methods of the Obama administration, we have the Islamic State. You remember, John, the JV team? I guess sending billions of dollars to Iran just solved their issues, and they feel lots better about themselves, and they have abandoned the whole death to America thing. He says, I got to ask you, what kind of a rear admiral is John Kirby? I mean, seriously, folks. Look, John Paul Jones didn't stop at Lake Champlain and say to the British, toodles, mate, can we discuss whether you had a bad relationship with your dad before I surrender? Nah, he replied when asked to surrender, I have not yet begun to fight. See, what these guys forget is history. They forget that America was built on the idea that we will not lose and we will not surrender. Admiral Farragut, when barreling down Mobile Bay, didn't say, men, watch your speed. We need not create a wake and upset our Confederate adversaries. He ordered, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. Admiral Halsey's nickname was Bull, not Heifer. Admiral Nimitz, Admiral Spruance. Do I need to give any other quotes? The root causes of extremism and terrorism are issues related to poverty and you not feeling good about who you are. Whatever. Look, I don't care what the things were that he's talking about with respect to terrorism. Terrorism is being bred, and we are not stamping it out with force. Osama bin Laden was not some economic victim. He was worth over $200 million. Countries like Saudi Arabia and Qatar, who have been major providers for Islamic jihadism and terror, are they poor countries? These are countries where they give free education, free college, the Emirates or whatever. They pay for all that stuff for their citizens. Their citizens aren't starving. Supposedly, they've got their fathers and all that. They're Muslims, aren't they? I thought the Islam solved all the problems. The Prophet Muhammad told them all how to be the best possible people. These are not poor nations. He talks about military terms. He's right. You can do more than military. You can do financial. And trust me, Donald Trump is not just looking for military solutions. I told you guys, he's looking at our economy. He's now mapping it with China. He's saying, okay, there's two partners in this war on terror. China's already said they banned the names of Muhammad and all these other Muslim names. They say you can't get assistance in our country if you have those kind of names. So, first of all, you're going to drop that stuff. You will take on Chinese or, you know, probably Western names, and we'll deal with you. So they've already been very forceful. They've cracked down on, if you say something bad, if you're an imam preaching hate in China, you might get executed. You're certainly getting deported. So Trump's looking at our economy and saying, hey, guys, you're not going to get away with this because we will work with the Saudis to make sure we plug up the money supply. He just did a $350 billion deal with the Saudis for them to protect themselves from radical Islam, radical terrorism, Muslims. By the way, the first mass Muslim attack was in Saudi Arabia at the Grand Mosque. These people know a little bit about terror. That was in the 70s. So, Alan West goes on to say, I submit to you this is why we must never allow progressive socialists in control of our military, defense, and foreign policy. These absurdities about talking too mean and needing to address social issues with our enemy is a bunch of bovine excrement. You cannot kill your way out of a terrorism problem? You might want to look at history. Good old King George, when we were talking about being independent, you know what he did? He sent troops. Perhaps we should have spoken to King George about whether his mom breastfed him for too long or addressed the poverty issue. No, we fought. We killed redcoats and we earned our independence. I suppose all the talking that Neville Chamberlain did with Hitler worked out well, right? No, we killed our way into defeating Nazism, into defeating Mussolini's fascism, into defeating Hirohito's imperialism. That's how you deal with terror, is you confront it head on, face to face. If somebody's terrorizing your kids, what are you going to do? You going to have lunch? You going to invite them to dinner? I don't know about you, I'm going to kick the crap out of them. Folks, when you evaluate leftism, I want you to understand this is a rear admiral in the Obama administration who says we can't defeat terrorism by defeating it, by fighting it. We have to go look at the economic aspects. What nonsense.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I'm a fellow at the Robert J. Dole Institute of Politics and a public speaker. I love talking to the public, and I would love to get out there and meet with the various radio stations. If you guys want me, contact the station you're hearing me on and say, we want Kevin Jackson out here, and I'm happy to go. I'm coin-operated, but the station will generally put together an event. They get a couple of sponsors. Those sponsors cover my travel and an honorarium. Then we come out and we just chat. We did it at a barbecue joint up in Oregon, and it was packed. And for those businesses that may be wondering, should we get Kevin here? I ask you to call the station that did this was KYKN up in Salem, Oregon. The guy that runs it is a friend of mine. His name is Gator. Call Gator, and he can tell you. I don't remember the name of the barbecue place, or I'd tell you. But it was good food. It was packed. People were flooding out of that place. And I don't know how many books I signed and sold on that event. But I can tell you this. Whatever day he was doing his business, we tripled his business. That barbecue joint. If I'm lying, I'm dying. Talk to Gator. Gator can tell you all the details. Salem, Oregon Station is KYKN. And so if you want to do something like that, I would love to do it. I love getting out amongst the public and meeting them. And you know, the other thing it does, it shows the left that I'm not afraid to get out there. You know, oh, I'll come kick your butt. Well, I'll be at this barbecue joint in Salem, Oregon, or wherever we were at the time. So happy to do it. Because I'll back it up. I'm not one of these guys, you know, keyboard commando. Ooh, blah, blah. No, no, no. I will come out in public and do my thing. I sure will. And I want you guys to see that I have no fear. Zero. I've been to barbecue joints in the hood. I've been to restaurants in the hood. I've been to car washes. I'll go anywhere. I don't care. As long as we get the word out about who we are and I correct the record on what they say you good people represent, I'll go anywhere, anytime. That's right. So let's do this. KevinJackson.us. You can get a hold of us at KJRadio.com. There's a lot of ways to reach me. And I hope that you support the idea that there's a person out there that does this on your behalf. I don't do this for me. Oh, shoot, man. I got better things to do. I got a kid playing every sport in the book. I got three sons. We're trying to figure out how to coordinate schedules and trips. And my oldest son's getting pretty serious with a young lady. So I'm sure a funeral. Oops, Freudian slip. A marriage is in the offing. Oh, man. So, a wedding. Sorry, do you think I would wish bad luck on my son with his young lady? No way. They've been dating 8 months and, you know, it looks pretty good. She's a beautiful young lady and I wish them nothing but success. Anyway, Kim Jong-un is apparently afraid of Donald Trump. And the reason why I'm even going to talk about this, because it's kind of speculation to some degree, because they say that he fears assassination. I think that's, nobody would argue that Kim Jong-un has to live in a state of fear of assassination. When you're as crazy as this dude, he's nuttier than squirrel turds. You gotta fear somebody's gonna get you. And I've told you guys, I've never understood dictators. Because, you know, they go, oh, don't say anything wrong. He could kill you for any reason. And I go, okay, great. So if I'm in your inner circle and I'm thinking you can kill me for any reason, I'm just telling you right now, your days are numbered. Kevin Jackson is not going to be living in fear. Now, if I go to Kim Jong-un, he says, yo, man, you my boy, we're good to go. Okay, and it's mutual respect. Yeah, look, you're out front, I'll be director, dictator, blah, blah, whatever you want to be called. But behind the scenes, don't act like we're not equals, because then we got a problem. Like, I make one phone call, you're dead. Really? How about this? I make one finger trigger pull, and you're dead. Pow! Because I'm not waiting around. And it isn't, oh, I love life so much. No, it's just that I'm not going to be threatened. That's why I don't deal good with tyranny. I don't deal good with ultimatums. Ultimatums. Kevin, you better do. I better do what? First of all, don't start the sentence off with, Kevin, you better. Say, Kevin, you might consider, and I'm listening, but Kevin, you better what? I'm already in relaxed mode fighting stance. Better what? Oh, really? So I tell you what, how about you make me? I don't care what it is, and I don't care who says it. Even your mate shouldn't be talking to you, and you better what? No, you will talk to me with respect. But anyway, Donald Trump's foreign policy amazes me, especially the nuance of it. And the more you understand politics and how the subtleties of it, the more you really understand what it means to have a real leader. I mean, this guy affects world politics in ways you don't even think about. And what he's doing right now has Kim Jong-un running more scared than normal. Now, this is an article in the UK Telegraph. Kim is nervous about being assassinated. It says, Kim Jong-un, North Korean dictator, is extremely nervous. He's not just nervous. They've added a level about plots to assassinate him. And this is according to a South Korean intelligence agency. And they use a number of ruses. They say that Kim uses a number of ruses to foil would-be assailants. They say, as well as being fearful of an attack by gunmen on the vehicles that he uses to travel around the country, Mr. Kim is also constantly worried about an airstrike. This is what officials of the National Intelligence Service told a restricted session of the South Korean parliament the other day. Kim is engrossed with collecting information about the decapitation operation through his intelligence agency, says Cho Woo, an opposition politician who attended the meeting. Ask yourself this. Has the media ever reported on Kim being worried about Obama? How much assassination worries did he have? Did he ever say, you know, Obama's got that drone program and I'm worried about it. He might drone me one day. Whatever. I've never heard any of it. In fact, Kim constantly provoked Obama, who dismissed Kim and his nuclear missile arsenal as a nuisance. And then comes President Trump. And I wrote about President Trump and the chirping of Kim and how North Korea blusters. And it's so humorous to watch because America has a real president, and the blustering that used to work in the world community and with Barack Obama is nothing. It reminds me of a chihuahua chirping at a mastiff. Chirp, 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 chirp. And the mastiff just looks over like, if I were not civilized. You know? North Korea escalated tensions with the White House. This is a while back when Trump first came on, and they said bowing to ruthlessly savage United States troops if President Trump decided to strike. Now, he's a warmongering president, right? He's a guy, he's going to go do crazy stuff. Donald Trump will push the button. You can't let him have the football. That's the nuclear button term. But he's done nothing. Yeah, ruthlessly savage the United States. That's 2 degrees above regular savage for those of you who are looking into savagery. I know you're looking it up right now. You're like, ooh, ruthlessly savage. And the menacing boast came at the time when the USS supposedly had sent its aircraft carrier, one of its aircraft carriers, to the region because Kim Jong-un was going to do another nuclear weapons test. And then the tough talk continued. Here's what he said. Our toughest counteraction against the U.S. and its vassal forces will be taken in such a merciless manner as to not allow the aggressors to survive. I always laugh when I read what the North Koreans write. You know, it's like, the language is just so powerful. And Trump said during the campaign, I'm going to let the Chinese handle it. And based on the fact that Kim Jong-un is now really nervous, what was the term they used? Like seriously nervous. I think the Chinese are doing their job. The U.S. now takes decisive action in dealing with these fools. And they say that now Kim travels only at dawn. He switches between different subordinates' cars instead of traveling in his own Mercedes. And his concerns have soared. It was reported earlier this year that the U.S. and South Korea were setting up special forces units that were going to be tasked with eliminating him in the event that a war were to break out in that peninsula. And members of the Navy SEAL Team 6, which, of course, you know, got Osama bin Laden, worked with Korean special forces along with elements of the Army Rangers, Delta Force, and Green Beret. Now, I'm going to tell you, the U.S. has made it clear that we're going to support our ally, that being South Korea, mostly. And I'm going to just give you guys a little inside baseball. Special Forces only plays what's called a supporting role. So if you've got that level, you got the D-Boys, you got Green Beret, you got the Rangers, and you got Navy SEALs, especially SEAL Team 6 training with these guys, he better be scared. I'm no diplomat, and I don't know what the inner workings are, but he's got a reason to fear what's coming up. Folks, you don't have a reason to fear what's coming up. You'll like it.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.